So I got to do something I don't often do this week. I sat down and I watched TV. And as I was flipping through the channels, something came on that was near and dear to my heart. I found the NCAA championship track meet. I'm pretty sure it was me and 9 other people watching, but that's okay. And it wasn't long of watching before a relay race came on, and the announcer started talking about these things called handoffs. Seems a little funny, because in the world of track, a very small percentage of a race comes down to handing a baton from one person to another, but yet it is something that consumes so much time and so much practice. Because see, the thing is, the way people in the track community talk about handoffs, it almost seems like they are trying to describe something that is just bigger than anyone can truly comprehend. It doesn't matter what level of the sport you are around, if you're talking to an athlete or a coach, they all try and describe this story of the baton in their own way. They go over the purpose of the baton, why you have to hand it off and what it's used for and how it marks when the timer is supposed to start and stop things. There is the promise of having the baton, that as long as you don't drop it, everything will be okay. And then there's the practice of carrying the baton, which is please do not drop it, because if you do, someone will know. And it falls, it makes this loud pinging noise, it could be on the other side of the track, and you will have like 50 heads turned to you, so just don't drop it. All of these things, this purpose, this promise, this practice, these laws, if you will, are just trying to make the point of how important, how sacred handoffs are. See, in short, the emphasis really is don't drop the baton, because if you do, someone will know. That is how important the handoff is. And perhaps these handoffs are considered so important to us in the track and field world, because in the greater world around us, we look at handoffs in an equally reverent way. They are just as important in our life experience. When we graduate, when we start a family, when we have our children around us, when we start a new job, or when someone we know has one of those things going on in their life, there are these handoffs, these moments of transition that we put so much effort into trying to make sure that they go okay, that they go as best as they possibly can. These are the periods of transition that we think about and that the Hebrew people were preparing for in our scripture passage this morning. See, the book of Joshua is about the man that Moses handed off his leadership to. It's also the narrative of how the Israelites came to be in the Promised Land. And Joshua is depicted as this larger-than-life hero who leads Israel to countless victories by following God's divine guidance. And as the story goes, having God literally fight alongside him. So in the midst of this story, of this attempt to try to talk about God, we also get a little side story of how awesome Israel is. But we can't forget what the writers are trying to tell us. That this story is about describing to their community, to the best that they can, how they have come to know this seemingly indescribable God. See, the passage that Bob read for us is the prologue to that story. We find Joshua right as he has found out that his mentor, Moses, has died. And God is commissioning Joshua. He is entrusting him to take the baton for this community and coaching him on how he must proceed. There is the purpose. Every place that you have stepped, I have given you as I promised Moses. There's continued promise that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And then there's the practice. Be strong and courageous. Only be strong and courageous, being careful with the law that my servant Moses commanded you. See, all this passage reveals not just how they interpreted God's words, but how important and how sacred this handoff really was for the Israelites. Moses had carried this baton for 40-something years, and Joshua was not to just drop the baton. And if he did, God would know. And so we find here in this moment this community undergoing a leadership change, a leader going through a job change, a people who are moving their home, and a future of a group of people that, however positively described it has been, is still uncertain. Friends, we find here this morning ourselves. That right there, that we can do that, is the indescribable something of an indescribable God. A God who guides these sacred handoffs, whether it's after 2 years, or 3 years, or 8 years, or 18 years, or 40 years. A God whose eternal presence makes it possible for the story of Joshua to be handed off and to become our story. A God whose love and grace through Christ and the Spirit makes it possible for our story to become part of a story that is bigger than us. Our story of Pleasant Valley UMC, where God has helped create a place to worship, serve, and belong. Where we look through and read paragraphs about how a clothing giveaway that started in a garage is now our sharehouse ministry that supports hundreds of families. Where we hear about these couple passionate people and a binder that was found in someone's basement that led to a revitalized ESOL program that supports dozens of students. Where we hear of an intern who foolishly asked in a meeting, why don't we just host our own 5K? And that's not even counting the chapters in which God has used this community to bring new life to a space where another church had folded. To look at a situation and say, we are not going to stop God from working here. We're going to work alongside God in this mission that is bigger than us. And that, friends, is what is truly remarkable about the leap of faith that is and continues to be our impact ministry. Our willingness to go out and be with people that we may not have met yet, and that may not have met God yet. All of this is a part of our story, a story that doesn't include, I could be up here for days and not describe the entire story. But the thing that is remarkable about that is that the story itself is just revealing to us that this is all so much more about God than it is about any of us individually. Just like it does in Joshua. And friends, that story does not end today. Does not end this month. Instead, this story begins a new chapter. A chapter that we mark with the purpose of God's grace in baptism. A chapter that we mark with the promise of recognizing our graduates and those that are getting prepared to start their own chapter. One that we mark with the practice of an important and a sacred handoff. And a truth that we believe in, that wherever we go this morning, wherever we end up, God is with us. Friends, wherever I go from here, know that I am proud to have been your pastor. That it has been a blessing to me to have been a part of your faith journeys and to have you as a part of mine over the last 3 years. The support and the grace that you have shown me will always be part of my story. And because of that, it is something that I know God will continue to use to share to other people. And to have them become a part of this greater story that is bigger than any of us by ourselves. And friends, as a symbol of that truth, I have something to hand off to you. This baton is a symbol of the fact that we all share in one mission, but it does not rely on any in particular person to carry it. This is something that you all get to live into as your story here at Pleasant Valley continues and as my story branches off to continue somewhere else. Friends, this is an opportunity for us to remember the purpose of what we do, to remember the promise of a God who loves us and will be with us wherever it is that we go, and to know that as long as we follow God's plan, all will be well. Friends, I know you won't drop this.